Well, the only comment that I can make on that is that, unfortunately, the average citizen is vote conscious only when he feels that a question of momentous import to himself is involved. Our records show that there is a fall-off between a presidential election and an off-year, such as the election of 1951 will be, when we will have few officers running for any elective office. The fault is with the people. And the fault in government can be charged directly to the indifference and carelessness on the part of the voters. They get from their public servants what their indifference to their duty really encourages.
Well, I hope the young people will translate the thought you just expressed into their own experience in the schools and apply what you just said. Suppose we move ahead to another consideration. Since you all seem to feel that every citizen should vote, I was wondering whether you would compel those who, for whatever reason, do not vote to vote. Would you use compulsion, Patricia?
No, because they wouldn't pick the person they thought was right. They'd just say it's something I have to do, so I'll just go on and do it.
Howard, would you like to comment? Would you compel anyone to vote, whether they didn't want to or not?
No, it wouldn't be right. I mean, they should have enough sense to know that voting is very important and to choose which one they think is right.
Jane L?
No, you should not compel anyone to vote, because it's not a democracy way if you compel one to do something that you don't want to do.
Well, that's an interesting point. Vivian?
Well, I agree with something. As I said before, I don't feel that you should compel them to vote, but get them interested in voting, and maybe they will feel up to them to vote.
Well, it seems that you would prefer to interest people in voting rather than compelling them. I think that's truly democratic. Some people have raised a question about voting age. It has been said that since Selective Service drafts men of 18, and since they're old enough to serve their country, aren't they old enough to take an active part in voting? Do you feel that the voting age should remain at 21 or should perhaps begin at 18? Have you thought about that at all, Patricia?
I think since most of the soldiers and things are 18 when they go into war, if they're old enough to fight for their country, they're old enough to pick who's going to govern them.
Vivian?
Well, in a way, I agree with Patricia, but some boys have been taken into the army at the age of 17 with their mother's signature.
Well, what are you proving, Vivian?
Proving that 18 is all right to begin your stage of voting, but Patricia said when you go in at 18, it should feel that if they're old enough to fight for their country, they're old enough to vote. But I don't feel that way about it, because boys have been taken in at the age of 17 and with their mother's permission, I don't feel that they're old enough to vote.
At 17, you mean?
Yes.
But do you agree about 18? You seem to feel that 18
yes.
is a good age?
I agree with the age of 18.
Gaynell seems to have a question there.
I disagree.
Go ahead.
Because they may have the sense to not vote, but they really don't know exactly the rules that they should do, and they have to have a test before they can vote. Even if they pass the test, they maybe don't have the brains enough to know who to vote for.
You think at 18 they haven't got enough brains to vote? Joan?
I think we should still stick to age 21, because most of the men and women that are younger, they might not understand, as Ms. Sawyer said. You might not understand as well as people that are 21 and over.
Tricia?
I think quite sure that when a person's 18, he ought to have brains enough to know things that's going around in the world. So I think he is all right to vote.
And do you think most people of 18 have that much brains?
Yeah. Well.
You don't think they get any more between 18 and 21, is that your point?
Yes, they get more, but they ought to have, when a person hits 18, if they don't know what's going on in the world around them, I don't know why.
You don't think I'll ever know it, is that it? Well, you may be very discouraging to some and encouraging to others. Vivian, another word on that?
Well, I agree with Patricia. Of course, if the boys and girls are not old enough to know what what's going on in the world at 18, I don't know where they should be put at. Because when they're coming up, most boys and girls stay in the house and talk with their parents a lot. And I feel that when they reach 18, they should know something about their elections if their parents have told them.
Well, you seem to agree with Patricia, but Gaynell seems to differ, and Joan has another point of view. Howard, you haven't had your say here. Do you want to?
Yeah. I believe that 21 is a better age to vote, because maybe at 18, the younger people haven't been around very much, know what's going on. And I mean, at 21, I mean, they travel more, and they know more about what's going on in the world.
Well, at least you're thinking about it, Joan.
At 18, they should know what's going around in the world, but at 21, they should know a little more. So I still think that 21 would be the right age.
Make them good and smart, is that it? Mrs. Sawyer, would you like to add to what you said a moment ago about this question?
Oh, I think that at 18, even though boys are taken to the army, we must remember that they have to be trained to be soldiers, they have to be trained to be sailors, and they go through quite a period of training. At 18, a child has had very little training for elections, and I think by the time they're 21, they have had a little more training by reading and understanding a little more about the political setup in the city. And they are then, I think, more prepared to vote than they are at 18.
I wonder whether the group agrees with Mrs. Sawyer, who just said that by the time you reach 18, you haven't had enough experience in voting or in the whole business of elections. Do you agree with that, Jamel?
Yes.
Patricia?
No, I don't agree.
I thought so. Go right ahead, Patricia. Why not?
Because when a person hits 18, I still stick to the same thing. He ought to know, because coming along, he can learn about voting. He's in his classes, and there's always work concerning that kind of thing. So I think when he hits 18, he's allowed to vote.
Vivian?
Well, I still agree with Patricia, because I think the parent plays a part in that, too. And I feel that it is her duty to tell her children these things, what's going on in the world.
Is that the only place where boys and girls, men and women, learn about what's going on in the world, Janelle?
No, in bookstores, so. But I'm thinking why they are saying no is because it says when a boy going to the army is 18, but he has training, and he's not, I don't think he's in the army until he's 21, I don't think.
Well, he can't be drafted earlier.
And see, he has training for 2 years. For voting, now he didn't have any training, so.
Where are you going to get that training, Gaynell?
By reading books.
Is that the only place?
No.
Patricia?
The people surrounding you.
Vivian?
The school.
My goodness, you just skipped right by that. Do you think you're getting any training right now at your age in the whole question of voting and electing, Howard?
Yes, I do. You get a lot of training in school because they have current events, and a lot of that tells you about what's going on in the world, and you're old enough to read papers and things.
As a matter of fact, my next question may help to bring that out a little bit. Since you feel that the responsibility of every voting citizen is to elect the best candidate, which has to do with experience again in voting, I should like to have you tell us what you did in your school to carry out your responsibility as young citizens. Joan?
Well, we had a citizen campaign, and we had papers, what qualifications were for the best citizens. And we passed them around to the classes, and we were supposed to write down the best qualifications for a good citizen, and the one who do you think was the best citizen in your class. And they passed them around, and then we got all together. And the ones that had the most votes from each class was the winner.
Vivian?
Well, John didn't exactly begin from the beginning, because it all started in the youth builders when we chose the topic for that term, I think it was in 1947, who would be our next president. And we found it difficult to find out who would be our next president unless we were guessing at it. But we started a citizenship campaign. And we had a forum in the assembly. And right after the forum in the assembly in our school, we passed around the papers with the
questionnaire
on it.
You weren't sure about who was going to be elected, but you felt that you were in a better position to judge who was the best citizen in the school. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, now?
You also have training by voting from your pupils as president, also secretaries and all that. Because in school, they're teaching the qualification that you have to be the president of the class. Because you just have to be the person that you like, but you have to know that you know something that would help out the class.
Well, apparently you are getting some training in whom to vote for, Joan.
I think if you go to school and learn your work, by 21 you ought to know how to vote.
Do you feel the boys and girls are taking the voting in the school seriously, Janelle?
Yes.
You do. We have about a minute, and I'd like to get a couple of quick answers to that. Vivian?
Yes, of course. Shortly after the voting of the citizens in our school, there's beginning to be a great improvement in our school, in the school lunchrooms and in the classrooms, too.
You feel that as a result of your campaign, there's greater interest on the part of boys and girls in the welfare of the school, Vivian? Is that your point?
Yes.
Patricia?
Yes, because most of the children want to, that wasn't picked as the best citizen of their class before, would like to reach pick this time.
So apparently they're all looking forward to being selected as best citizen. Well, according to our panel of young people and guests, it would seem that our vote counts for much. This is another example of young people of school age who are learning to think and act on their voting rights and responsibilities as citizens in our democracy. Thank you very much.